And welcome to the first episode of the Rational Response Squad. I believe that together, the three of us can pretty much figure out anything in this world. People thought that you would cherry pick the people that look the worst, but it's quite funny to hear those were the people.
What do you expect at a Billy Graham convention, though? Seriously.
I have to admit, it was really great interviewing those people because they were so high coming right out of there that you got a contact high from them. And it was a great object lesson. And, you know, this is how it works. You know, you go, you get them all together, you play a bunch of music, you make them feel like they're going to live forever, and they leave just on top of the world. But of course, kids coming out of a rave will look exactly the same. They're doing the same sort of spiritual togetherness as well. You know, I think the kids coming out of the rave would probably be psychologically a little better equipped to face the world, actually. It was definitely a legitimate, you know, drug that they got in there that really worked on them and made them great. If you change just a few words in what Christians believe and make it space aliens or something, they would be defined as it's insane if they believe it, you know. Like Sam Harris points this out too. I mean, they think that, you know, Catholics believe that because something happens that the priest does, a cracker becomes a human being. In any other context, this would be considered insanity.
And
so there's no reason for us to give religion a pass. You know, it is insanity. People who believe these things have a serious mental problem. I think it's very curable. In fact, I know it is because I used to have the disease and I managed to free my mind of it.
What in the Bible bothers you the most?
Where to pick?
Where to start? You
know? I would say God.
There you go.
He's a horrible, horrible person. If he were a person, he would be a terrible. And look how he is as a parent. Look what he did.
And the funny thing is you're actually doing what they're talking about, not like what they're not doing. You know what I mean? So that's
right.
You know, right now we've been watching the Katrina hearings, and there's a lot of talk about incompetence and cronyism. When in fact, there wasn't merely incompetence with the Department of Homeland Security. They're extremely competent when it comes to spying on people. They're extremely competent when it comes to rounding up over 23,000 Arab, South Asian, and Muslim immigrants, which they've done. We're in favor, as an organization, we're in favor of any mechanism that works to get George Bush out of office, to force him to step down, whether it be impeachment, whether it be resignation, whether it be criminal indictments, any of them. We're in favor of all of them. It doesn't matter to us.